In June of 2026, a convicted child rapist in Minnesota was about 1 week away from being deported. The removal order had been on the books for 20 years. Immigration and Customs Enforcement had finally moved to carry it out. And then the three officials who make up Minnesota's pardon board, the governor, the attorney general, and the chief justice of the state Supreme Court, voted 3-0 to erase the very conviction that made him deportable. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where the receipts do the talking. Today, the pardon of Tu Lu Vang, what Minnesota's Board of Pardons actually did, the machinery that let it happen, and the fight it set off between the state of Minnesota and the Department of Homeland Security. Start with what is not in dispute. On June 10, 2026, the Minnesota Board of Pardons voted unanimously to pardon Tu Lu Vang, a 42-year-old Laotian national. In 2006, Vang pleaded guilty to first-degree criminal sexual conduct for repeatedly assaulting a girl who was about 10 years old when the abuse began, conduct spanning roughly 2002 to 2004. The plea agreement spared him prison time. There is no alleged in this story, and no presumption of innocence to weigh. He was convicted on his own guilty plea. The conduct is adjudicated fact. Two details from the 2006 court filings, cited by the Department of Homeland Security, have driven much of the public reaction. On at least one occasion, Vang offered the child $10 to stay quiet about the abuse. And when police questioned him, he tried to justify the conduct by telling investigators that for him, it is a cultural thing to marry and have sex with girls as young as 12. The pardon does not erase those facts. They stay in the record no matter what happens to the conviction's legal status. Now, the immigration piece. Vang came to the United States in 1994 as a child refugee from Laos and became a lawful permanent resident. The conviction stripped that status. On October 31, 2006, a federal immigration judge ordered him removed from the country. For years, the order sat unexecuted. Laos historically accepted few deportees. Then, in 2026, ICE moved to carry it out. By ICE's account, the pardon arrived about 1 week before Vang's scheduled removal, and the conviction the board wiped away was the very thing that made him deportable in the first place. Here, accuracy matters, because the shorthand, "Walls pardoned a child rapist," overstates one man's power and understates the responsibility of the others. Minnesota is one of the few states that puts clemency not in the governor's hands alone, but in a three-member board of pardons, the governor, the attorney general, and the chief justice of the state Supreme Court. For most of state history, a pardon required all three to agree. A single no killed it. That changed with a reform in 2023. Under current law, a pardon passes if the governor and at least one other member vote yes, which means Governor Tim Walz, Democrat of Minnesota, could not have granted this pardon by himself. But no pardon could have passed over his objection either. His vote was necessary. In this case, there was no dissent to parse. All three said yes. Governor Walz, Attorney General Keith Ellison, also a Democrat, and Chief Justice Natalie Hudson. A separate 9-member clemency review commission, created by that same 2023 reform, vetted the petition first and recommended granting it. Ellison's office described, in its words, an exhaustive process that included a statement of support from the victim, the commission's recommendation, and a large number of community support letters. That distinction cuts both ways. It rebuts the loosest version of the attack. This was not a governor unilaterally springing a predator on a whim, but it also removes an excuse. Walz was not outvoted. He did not dissent. The chief executive of Minnesota looked at this file, the guilty plea, the victim's age, the $10, the statement to police, and voted to erase the conviction. The federal response came on July 1st. In a formal Department of Homeland Security statement titled, in all capital letters, Minnesota Madness. The agency accused Walz and, in its words, his fellow sanctuary politicians, of shielding a convicted child rapist from removal. A department spokesperson called the decision disgusting, and the agency argued the pardon will take away this child rapist's qualifying convictions that made him removable from the United States. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican, amplified the condemnation directly, calling the decision to pardon what he described as an illegal alien child rapist horrific. And Congressman Tom Emmer, Republican of Minnesota and the House Majority Whip, said he was angered by the pardon as well. Minnesota Republicans went further, casting the pardon not as misplaced mercy, but as a political stunt aimed at the White House. State Senator Julia Coleman, Republican, the Senate Assistant Minority Leader, put it this way. This is a reckless abuse of power that totally undermines justice for the victim and betrays every Minnesotan. The governor offered up the safety of our communities so he could stick it to Trump and score points with his far-left extremists. Now, and this matters, that motive claim, that Walz acted to spite the president, is the critic's charge, not an established fact. The board never said it was resisting a deportation to embarrass Washington. It said it was honoring a victim's request. What makes the charge land is the timing. Whatever the stated reason, the practical effect of erasing the conviction was to complicate an active federal removal, 1 week before it was scheduled to happen, because the defense rests almost entirely on the victim. In a letter to the board, she wrote, "What happened to me was wrong, but I have had many years to think about this. I have made my peace with it. I forgive him." She asked that Vang's family be allowed to stay together, writing that his children need their father and that the family has suffered enough. Ellison's office notes that statements like hers carry real weight in clemency review, and that this same board has denied pardons to three other men convicted of sex crimes who were facing deportation. So, does the pardon actually stop the deportation? That question is genuinely open, and here the two sides are not merely spinning. They are describing two different legal mechanisms, and both are partly right. Homeland Security's position. The 2006 conviction is the qualifying conviction that made Vang removable. So setting it aside removes the legal basis for that removal order. Ellison's office fired back that the department is, their words, lying through their teeth about this pardon, and that it does not protect Vang from deportation. The reconciling truth, according to the immigration law analysts cited across the coverage, a pardon can eliminate a conviction as a ground of removability, but it does not confer lawful status. A person who is in the country unlawfully can still be removed on that separate basis. So the pardon likely blunts the sharpest, fastest deportation route without granting Vang any right to remain. Here is the bottom line. A convicted child rapist on a two-decade-old removal order was days from deportation. Minnesota's three top clemency officials, two of them elected Democrats, voted 3-0 to erase the conviction that made him removable. They did it on the strength of the victim's own plea for mercy, and they insist the pardon does not actually free him from deportation. Federal officials call that a fig leaf and the vote madness. Both of those things can be true at once. The victim's forgiveness was real, so was the decision by officials sworn to public safety to weigh it above every other consideration on a first-degree child sexual conduct case the week ICE came to collect. The print version of this story lays out the full record, the Homeland Security statement, the board's process, the victim's letter, and 16 sources, every one of them linked. Read every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And follow Civic Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts. Make America smart again.